Here's something you might not have known unless you've been paying really close attention. The Baltimore City Police Department is a state agency. WYPR's Kenneth Burns went to find out how that happened and how it might affect the city's negotiations with the U.S. Justice Department for sweeping police reforms.
This story begins in the 50s, the 1850s, when Know-Nothings ruled Baltimore.
Know-Nothings were anti-immigrant and, to some extent, though less in Maryland than elsewhere, anti-Catholic. And their violence was usually directed at naturalized citizens, in other words, immigrants who become citizens, who tried to vote at the polls.
That's Matthew Crinson, retired political science professor from Johns Hopkins University. He says the Know-Nothing Party took control of city government in 1854. So, how violent were they?
This was the election of 1856. Somewhere between 20 and 30 people were killed.
Crinson says it all came to a head in 1860, when the city's entire delegation to the General Assembly were Know-Nothings.
When the Know-Nothing victors in the legislative election showed up in Annapolis, they were tolerated for the duration of the session. But at the very end, they were unseated and special elections were held. And it was in those circumstances that the state took over the police department, to an even greater extent than they have today.
The governor and lawmakers in Annapolis chose the leadership of the city police department for more than a century. It wasn't until 1978 that the legislature gave Baltimore's mayor the power to pick a police commissioner. But the department itself remains a state agency to this day. The current mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, says she does more than pick a police commissioner.
I approve high-level requests for promotions. We talk strategy. We also, I'm in constant conversation with the commissioner around, the outcomes and making sure that there's the significant engagement at every level to make sure that we continue to focus on having a safer city.
But what the mayor can't do unilaterally is change state law. If a state law that guides city police policy needs to be changed to accommodate the reforms under negotiation, the mayor will have to go to Annapolis and ask the General Assembly to change the law. Crinson, who has been working on a book explaining the city's relationship to the state, says Baltimore has been an underpowered city since before it was incorporated in 1797. And the relationship between a Baltimore mayor and a Maryland governor is vital to the city.
It is important, and right now it's not very good, as the governor has let us know on several occasions.
In spite of the frosty relationship between the mayor and Governor Larry Hogan, she sent a letter to him last week with the city's funding requests for next year's state budget. Reminding the governor that BPD is a state agency, Rawlings Blake asked Hogan to fund more than $30 million in upgrades for the department. The mayor says she anticipates that the upgrades will be part of a consent decree currently being negotiated between the city and federal government to reform the police department. Adam Ruther, a former city prosecutor who is now in private practice, says the department has some authority to make changes on its own, despite being its status.
The Baltimore City Police Department, although it is a state agency, retains a fair amount of autonomy when it comes to policies and procedures and general orders and the maintenance of its own system.
Jamar Brown, Ruther's colleague at Rosenberg, Martin & Greenberg, and also a former city prosecutor, adds that the city needs to be clear about what it can and cannot do during negotiations.
There are collective bargaining agreements. There is state law, both of which could impact the negotiations.
The city and Justice Department agreed to try to finish negotiations by the 1st of November. After that, we'll know whether Baltimore's next mayor, who takes over in December, will have to go to Annapolis to change the state law. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.